Welcome to episode 1082 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The narrative of the first family in Genesis offers timeless wisdom for navigating life's challenges, addressing humanity's flaws, and finding hope in God's grace.
Today's top 10 list.
10 enduring lessons from the first family.
1. Faith in God's provision despite challenges. The expulsion of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden marked the beginning of a life filled with struggle and uncertainty. Despite their rebellion, God did not abandon them. He provided clothing to cover their shame, offered them the ability to cultivate the land, and blessed them with children to carry on the human story. This demonstrates that God's provision often comes not as a return to Edenic ease, but as the grace to endure and thrive in the face of adversity. Faith in God's provision is not about expecting a life free from challenges. It is about trusting that He remains present, even in our most difficult moments. The first family teaches us God's faithfulness persists even when we face the consequences of our choices. In times of hardship, we are called to recognize ways God continues to provide, through strength, opportunities, and even through His redemptive promises. Their story reminds us that no matter the circumstances, God's provision is sufficient to sustain us. 2. The destructive power of envy and sin. The story of Cain and Abel vividly highlights the devastating consequences of unchecked envy and sin. Abel's sacrifice was accepted by God, while Cain's was not, a distinction that ignited Cain's jealousy and anger. God's warning to Cain: sin is crouching at the door, its desire is contrary to you, but you must rule over it, underscores the danger of harboring destructive emotions. Rather than mastering his envy, Cain allowed it to consume him, leading to the tragic act of murdering his brother. This narrative expands beyond a single act of violence. It reveals how envy, when left unchecked, can disrupt relationships, distort our perspective, and lead to irreparable harm. It also teaches us that God offers opportunities for repentance, as he did with Cain, but we must choose to listen and respond. Envy often blinds us to the blessings we already have and feeds a cycle of dissatisfaction and resentment. The story of Cain and Abel calls us to examine our hearts, confess our sins, and seek God's help in overcoming destructive impulses. By doing so, we can break the cycle of sin before it consumes us and those around us. 3. The importance of hard work and perseverance. After the fall, Adam and Eve faced a world where survival required toil, sweat, and resilience. Adam was tasked with working the ground, now cursed with thorns and thistles, to provide food for his family. Eve bore the pain of childbirth and carried the responsibility of nurturing and raising the next generation. These hardships were not merely punishments, but also reflections of a new reality, where effort and perseverance became integral to human life. The importance of hard work extends beyond physical labor. It encompasses the perseverance needed to face life's spiritual, relational, and emotional challenges. Adam and Eve's resilience serves as a model for enduring difficulties without losing hope. Their story shows us that work, though made difficult by sin, is still part of God's design for human flourishing. Hard work refines character, fosters reliance on God, and gives us opportunities to reflect His creativity and care in our efforts. It reminds us that even in a fallen world, there is dignity and purpose in persevering through life's trials. 4. Sacrificial worship. Worship is central to the relationship between humanity and God, and the story of Cain and Abel underscores its importance. Abel brought the firstborn of his flock as an offering, while Cain brought produce from the ground. God accepted Abel's offering but rejected Cain's, not because of the type of sacrifice, but because of the heart behind it. Abel's offering reflected faith and devotion, while Cain's appeared to lack sincerity and humility. This reminds us that worship is not about outward rituals, but the posture of the heart. Sacrificial worship calls for giving God our best, trusting Him fully, and recognizing His worthiness. It requires acknowledging our dependence on Him and offering not just material gifts, but our lives as living sacrifices. The story challenges us to evaluate the quality of our worship, asking whether it stems from a heart of gratitude and reverence or one of obligation and self-interest. 5. Accountability for our actions. The first family's story also emphasizes the importance of accountability. When Adam and Eve sinned, they initially shifted blame. Adam blamed Eve, and Eve blamed the serpent. Similarly, when Cain murdered Abel, he tried to evade responsibility, famously asking, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Yet in each instance, God confronted them directly, holding them accountable for their choices. This theme reminds us that God, as a just and holy judge, sees all our actions and intentions. While He is compassionate and forgiving, He does not excuse sin or allow us to evade responsibility. Being accountable means owning our mistakes, confessing our sins, and seeking to make things right. It also means recognizing our responsibility toward others, as Cain's rhetorical question points to the broader call to love and care for one another. 6. Repentance and God's mercy. Even in the midst of humanity's failure, God's mercy shines brightly. After Adam and Eve's fall, God provided garments of skin to cover their shame, a gesture foreshadowing the sacrificial system and ultimately, Christ's atonement. Similarly, when Cain was punished for murdering Abel, God marked him to protect him from being killed by others. These acts demonstrate that while God does not overlook sin, he extends mercy and offers opportunities for redemption. Repentance is key to experiencing God's mercy. Psalm 51, written by David after his own sin, beautifully captures the heart of repentance. A broken and contrite heart that God will not despise. The first family story teaches us that no matter how great our failure, God's mercy is greater still. When we humbly turn to him, confessing our sins and seeking his forgiveness, he is faithful to restore us. 7. The value of family bonds, despite conflict. Cain and Abel, the first brothers, epitomize the enduring power of family bonds, even amidst conflict. Their story, though culminating in fratricide, is rooted in a shared origin, a common bond that transcends their differences. Even in the aftermath of Cain's sin, God marks him for protection, recognizing the inherent value of family ties. This reminds us that family relationships, though often fraught with challenges and disagreements, hold a unique significance. They are the crucible in which we learn forgiveness, reconciliation, and the enduring power of love. 8. Trusting God's plan in the face of uncertainty. Adam and Eve, faced with the devastating consequences of their disobedience, exemplify the importance of trusting God's plan, even when the future seems uncertain. They are exiled from Eden, their perfect paradise lost, yet they cling to the promise of a Redeemer, a descendant who will one day conquer the serpent. This unwavering faith in God's ultimate plan, despite their present circumstances, offers a powerful lesson for us today. In a world filled with uncertainties and challenges, trusting in God's sovereignty and his promises provides an anchor for our souls, a source of hope amidst the storms of life. 9. The generational impact of sin. The first family's story vividly illustrates the far-reaching consequences of sin, its ripple effects extending across generations. Cain's sin, born from jealousy and anger, not only fractures the first family, but also casts a long shadow over his descendants. We see a pattern of violence and rebellion, a gradual descent into moral decay. This serves as a stark reminder that our choices, both good and bad, have consequences that extend beyond ourselves, impacting future generations. It highlights the importance of making wise choices, cultivating a legacy of faith and obedience, and seeking God's grace to break the cycle of sin. Finally, 10. Hope in God's ultimate redemption. Despite the darkness of sin and its devastating consequences, the story of the first family also offers a beacon of hope, the promise of God's ultimate redemption. This hope is woven into the very fabric of creation, first hinted at in Genesis 3:15 and culminating in the person of Jesus Christ. Through Seth's lineage, we see the preservation of faith, a line of descendants who choose to worship and honor God. This lineage leads to Noah, the righteous man who preserves humanity through the flood, and ultimately to Jesus, the promised Redeemer who conquers sin and death. This enduring hope reminds us that even in the face of overwhelming darkness, God's grace and redemptive power are always at work, offering restoration and renewal to all who choose to align themselves with Him.
The story of the first family, though ancient, continues to speak to the depths of human experience. It reminds us of the enduring value of family, the importance of trusting God's plan, the far-reaching impact of our choices, and the unwavering hope of redemption. These lessons, etched in the earliest chapters of human history, offer timeless wisdom and guidance for navigating the complexities of life and finding hope in the midst of a broken world. Father, thank you for the timeless lessons from the story of the first family that reveal your faithfulness, mercy, and justice. Help us to trust in your provision, take accountability for our actions, and seek your forgiveness with repentant hearts. May we live in the hope of your ultimate redemption and reflect your grace in all we do. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.